is 93.7 WEEI. Rich, Ken, Christian Arcan here live from a very hot and sweaty Fenway Park covered in Scottish soccer fans. Apparently there's thousands of them going to the game tonight, and we are in the Ford Clubhouse at Fenway Studio, brought to you by your New England Ford dealers and employee pricing for all. You pay what we pay. Ford, the official vehicle of Major League Baseball and that dirty water. Okay, so there was a picture that I saw somebody putting up on social media, and it was of some of the many celebrities that were courtside for the New York Knicks game the other day. And it was a photo of Eli Manning sitting next to Derek Jeter, and it was some like Boston sports blog that had posted it up there, and they said it was something along the lines of Boston still hates you or something like that. It was like Boston will never forgive you. And I remember looking at that picture and I was thinking to myself, I know that I should not like these guys, but I might kind of be over it. So I think every once in a while you kind of have to step back and do something that I like to call a hate check. Let's let it roll. Let's go. Let's. What do you got, Stiz?
It's time for a hate check. Hate check.
Very nice.
Nice job.
And so, gentlemen, this is an experiment. I wrote down the names of a bunch of people that, as Boston sports fans, we are supposed to hate.
I know who's at the top of your list.
I'm going to throw these out there, and I just want you to tell me one or two things. Either dead to me, or we cool. All right?
All right. But again, top of your list, Taylor Swift. That triggered you the most yesterday.
Taylor Swift dead to me. And it was only after the Knicks game. And here's why. Is that because 2 weeks earlier, she was rooting for the Knicks to lose at the Cavs game with her boyfriend.
Her people came to her defense vehemently and said she was side-eyeing her boyfriend at the Cavs game.
There's pictures of it.
You were courtside at the game. If you love the Knicks so much, wear an effing Knicks shirt.
Have some balls.
Right. Yeah. If you're Captain Knicks courtside, like
Stevie Nicks thing,
wear your effing Knicks colors.
Yeah.
You are a poser, an absolute poser who wanted to be on TV. And I have never once called out Taylor Swift for being at any of the football games. Matter of fact, I thought it was funny people whose heads exploded because she was up at the game. I have no problem with that. But that to me was the ultimate in posing. Oh, I love the Knicks. You were courtside rooting for the Cavs against the Knicks 2 weeks earlier.
So she's dead to you.
She's dead to me.
Okay.
All right. Dead to me or we cool with Taylor Swift?
We cool.
Yeah, we cool.
I like Taylor Swift.
I'm okay with that. I don't want her fans coming at me.
Oh.
Fear of the fans.
I celebrate her catalog.
Of course. All right. Then let's start with the obvious one. Eli Manning. Ken, we'll go with you first.
I am cool with Eli, and I think it's the commercial with Danny DeVito, which has done it. He really has proven to be actually, I mean, we saw the Marcelo Meyer, the nadir of commercials with the car shield. Mm-hmm. And I think Eli he's found a way to be charming. I like him better than Peyton, much better than Peyton.
Okay.
I don't think the Manning casts are really like a difference maker, but he just seems harmless enough that I'm buying in and I'm cool with it.
All right.
Dead to me. I'll never like Eli Manning. And I do think that he has like an affable personality.
Yes.
And, you know, on those Manning casts, he's not bad. I think Peyton's better on those than he is, but I'll never get over 07. That'll never happen.
I think he's a derp. I think he's a derp. which means I feel sorry for him, so we cool.
Okay. Oh, see, that was my thing with Leafs fans yesterday when we ranked the worst franchises. I think Leafs fans embody that sort of derp.
Yeah.
And Maple Leaf Square, and you can't really hate them.
Right.
You
know? It's like picking on a derp. I mean, the guy is obviously a mouth breather. And you don't want to like, I mean, he's got issues anyway, so we cool. Eli, we're cool. All right. Kyrie Irving.
Beyond.
Let's go.
Top of the dead. I mean, what is the redeeming quality of Kyrie at this point? I can't think of one thing that would make him endearing to you.
Entertainment.
Christian? Dead to me, but a good villain. One of the last good villains the Celtics have.
He was the greatest villain of the last 10 years.
Yeah.
In Boston sports, there has not been one that's been better than Kyrie Irving. And beating him was just wonderful. Like, it was delicious. But now that he's been beaten and been humbled.
No, he's not humbled.
He's still dead to me. All right. That's a tough one to get over. That's a wound that might not ever heal.
Does this mean like someone I'd root for again, maybe? Like,
no, just like you don't have any hate towards him.
I don't hate him anymore.
It's a hate check.
All right.
Once again, this is a hate check. Every once in a while, you kind of got to go back and look at some of the people that you used to hate and see if you still hate them or at times like healed all wounds. All right. Here's the next one. This is a tough one. Roger Goodell.
Ooh, boy.
Ken, dead to me or are we cool?
We're not cool. Dead to me is probably strong. If there was a middle, I'd go there, but it's not cool. So dead to me. The guy's just, I mean, talk about fraudulent and poser. I mean, that's the embodiment of it.
Krishna Arkan?
Dead to me, too. I mean, there's a million reasons why, but the main one is that he holds the water for all the owners, and I think the NFL owners are mostly a bunch of a-hole.
Not to mention the bro hugs at the draft that every too, year, yeah. Just every pick, and it's just...
Boo! I would say the article that was in Sports Illustrated where he bragged about being a badass bartender who broke up fights like he was effing Superman, dead to me, and he will always be dead to me, and it has nothing to do with the Flakegate. It has to do with that dumb article.
Now, Gary Bettman, like, if you're going to go commissioners, I think, like, he's sort of harmless. He's a derp, but again, it's Gary Bettman.
We cool.
It's not Goodell hate.
Right, no. And I'm not one of those people who got, like, super mad at him back in the day. There's people in that whole, like, Deflategate thing that I'm still mad at. He's not. I mean, I just think he's just a douche. Who's
following orders.
Yeah, you're sure. Well, no. He's like a, yes, that is true. Okay. Hate check. The movie Fever Pitch.
Oh.
Ken.
Awful. Hate. Will not watch it. Hate the whole thing.
I've never seen it. So dead to me. I've never seen it. Okay. I've never watched the movie.
Just cringe.
I've never seen that movie.
So I have actually seen Fever Pitch recently twice with no sound.
What?
Because it seems every time I come back on a flight that's to Boston, everyone's either watching Good Will Hunting or Fever Pitch.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. So I've watched it. I'm not... Anybody...
Who's dialing that up to watch it?
It's because I'm going to Boston. Want to see Boston-y movies. Fever Pitch sucked.
Watch The Departed.
You guys
watch
are a bunch of
town.
Curmudgeons. It's a feel-good movie, man.
What?
I hate that they ran on the field when they won in real life. Like, get out of here.
Right. They ruined an awesome moment, like a historic moment. They ruined it. And then there was, like, Jimmy Fallon. That's the great thing about baseball. You can't fake it. You can't fake it.
Yeah. Good, Jimmy.
Thank you. So dead to me.
Thank you.
All right. On the hate check. Ray Lewis. Dead to me or are we cool?
That's a good one.
Let's start with Christian.
I think we cool. I think I'm cool with Ray Lewis. I don't know if I ever really hated Ray Lewis.
Really?
I didn't, he was not someone you wanted to play, but I didn't have to play against him. And he was like, you know, kind of a fun, animated guy. Like, yeah, I was always kind of cool with Ray Lewis.
What I respect
except
is
when
that
he was part of that murder.
Well, yeah,
allegedly.
The white suit.
Yeah.
I do like that he's gone away. Some guys just stick around and you can't get rid of them. I mean, in a weird way, Brady. We've talked about that, but not to put him in that category. But I do think cool. It's enough time has passed.
When he did his Hall of Fame speech and his brain exploded on stage when he kept yelling 5-15-75
numerology. Yeah.
I just realized that my man's had a bad life. I mean, he's not living a good life right now. I should say.
Was he around for the Miami run last year? I didn't see him on the sideline. Not like Michael Irvin.
With the turnover chain. And
yeah,
everything?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if he was. All I know is that Ray Lewis's brain is scrambled, and so we cool. We cool, man.
He might not be cool.
I mean, right, he might not be cool, but I'm not gonna hate on the guy now.
By the way, has a statue. That's Exhibit A, why Gronk should have a statue as we speak here on Tom Brady Day, the last guy to get one in the city of Boston. If Ray Lewis has a statue, Gronk deserves a statue.
No.
Lewis meant more to the Ravens than Gronk meant to the Patriots.
The best tight end in the history of the game?
I don't think he is, first of all. But even if he was, I don't know. You know, Brady's already there. He's not on Brady's level.
Yes, you have a little statue collective.
And by the way, there shouldn't be a Ray Lewis statue. I think we all agree with that, right?
Okay.
Let's not move our standards to what Baltimore is doing.
Well, there is. It's their fault.
There should not be one. Okay. Rick Pitino.
Oh, God.
Ken.
Dead.
I actually am cool with Rick Pitino.
What?
I actually am cool with Rick Pitino. You know, I stole the ball from his kid in high school in a basketball game. No joke. Richard Pitino. We went to St. Sebastian's.
Dick Pitino?
Came over and trapped at midcourt, stripped it away. Back
great story.
For a layup the other way.
Sick rag
thank
there.
You. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
So I'm cool.
I mean, I think he's got, like, some shenanigans sexually that I wasn't cool with.
Right.
So
I hated
me.
Him. Dog.
So dead to me. Yeah. Not a big fan.
Just think about the lowness of coming here, thinking you're going to get Tim Duncan. Not getting Tim Duncan, and then just basically quitting and going home. Like, he just, at that point, he didn't get him, and he decided, I'm not going to try anymore. This is it, I'm leaving.
True.
I mean, how...
He should be dead to me, but I don't know. For some reason, he isn't.
How does that not stick?
No. All right, there's way too many good names on this list. We might have to pick this up a little bit later on with our... what was the name of this segment? Let's hear the intro one more time, because it's too good to waste. Let's hear it again. Let's go, baby. We got it.
It's time for a hate check.
Hate check.
That's actually Ken singing that right now. We finally got him in the studio.
Don't let me show you the other side.
Of course. 617-779-7937. We'll be right back.